This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You're invited here as we launch into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Lots of the discussion tonight has been around immigration, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also still need to get to economics in one lesson. I realized that we only went through about kind of a portion of one chapter last week, and we felt like we didn't really give it its due time. So we still got that on hold as well. Mark,
that's
have you
the
been
book
reading?
That we've been that we have you know, sort of, we started a book club, read one chapter a week of economics in one lesson.
We're not doing so great on the one chapter a week average, but sometimes we're at one chapter a week.
We're more than halfway through.
Yeah, that's true. Have you been reading it, by the way?
I have not. No.
You've been gone?
No, I went on vacation and left that book here.
So what's your plan? Are you going to catch up to chapter 15, or are you just going
to have to? It's a very easy read. And so, yeah, I think
you can just jump in the middle too. I mean, it, you know, I don't know.
It's the kind of book you can.
It probably helps to read the whole thing, especially if you've never read a book on economics before. And I have not. I've read plenty of libertarian books, but this is actually the first like actual book with the word economics in the title.
He does like to repeat his main thesis at the beginning of every chapter.
Well, I mean, it's important to kind of pound your message home. We do that here on Free Talk Live pretty well. So you can join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Back to the phones, though, to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hey, Dana.
Hi. Hey, Mark, are you going to be a regular again?
Yeah, I'm regular in it for now.
Okay, I'm so glad.
Thank you, Dana.
So very glad.
I'm glad too, Dana.
Okay.
I mean, I love Daryl. Daryl's around here somewhere.
Well,
but
who's going to control Ian?
Yeah,
that's really
I like
the thing.
Daryl too. We had a good talk 6 weeks ago, but when Ian, who claims he's a libertarian, didn't like one thing that I said, he never let me finish a sentence, and he hung up on me. And then another woman, a few calls later from the same state that I'm from, called in and excoriated him for doing it. And then he claimed I kept repeating myself. I actually never got the chance to because he kept interrupting me.
Okay, well, here you are now.
Okay, thanks. Okay, here's the thing. A couple guys ago that called in quoted the Cato Institute. Let's not use the Cato Institute because although they state that they're a libertarian organization. They were started by Charles Koch, and we know that the Republicans establishment want cheap labor, and we know the Democrats want votes. So I believe that their information is skewed because I actually got my information, and I've done work in this area, from the census, the United States Census, and from the Center of Immigration Studies. So here are the actual facts. Where housing and cash welfare are concerned, natives, which are U.S. citizens, are close to illegal immigrants, where, again, cash welfare and housing, they're about the 10% level. In Medicaid, illegals are over 51%, food, 60%, and all welfares over 62%, and it's less than half for U.S. citizens. So I have no idea, besides in quoting Cato, and I don't use Cato, again, because Charles Koch started it. Now, the Koch brothers, I'm not dissing them. They have given millions and millions of dollars they don't have to give to cancer research, you know, hospitals,
but
blah, blah, blah.
Murray
blah,
Rothbard
blah.
Started Cato, too, along with Charles Koch and
okay,
Ed Crane.
Yeah, but Charles
and Rothbard's pretty good
Charles
libertarian.
Right, but Charles was one of the original founders,
yep.
And Democrats are as bad as establishment Republicans. So some Cato information is actually accurate, but
So let me just sort of see if I understood what you were saying, Dana. You were saying that you've seen numbers that claim that immigrants are the bulk of recipients of welfare for certain types of welfare, including health care and
Medicaid, especially.
Medicaid, especially. Medicaid's over 51. Food is 60, and all welfare.
Now, are you saying that the Medicaid and government food policies specifically allow for so-called undocumented people to apply? That seems unusual.
Yes, and I agree with you. And here's the thing, because in order to get any type of welfare, you need to have a Social Security number. But if you go to your HHS, your Health and Human Services, your local one, they have brochures that we're paying for to tell them, meaning illegals, how to get around the system. And that's how they're getting it, even without a SOC. And we're paying for it. And remember what I said, that less than half of what the census refers to as natives, U.S. citizens, less than half of those figures are U.S. citizens collecting. So the study that was cited by that previous two callers ago is inaccurate, because this is coming right from the census. And yeah,
I'd love to see the numbers, Dana, if you can send them off to me so I can take a look. But the thing is, okay, is that there are conflicting numbers that surround this stuff. And when it comes to...
Well, they adjusted for that. You know what they said in the piece? It's quite a lengthy piece. But they adjusted for that because, now this is surprising, the majority of illegals actually fill out the census, which I'm surprised, because normally you would think they don't want to self-identify for fear of deportation.
Yeah, but I've made that argument myself.
Yeah, they actually comply on all levels, whether it's Homeland Security, no matter what. They actually not comply in a good way, but they do fill out that paperwork. There's one more point I want to make.
I want to make a point on welfare. Okay. So one of the problems with welfare is this country puts out a bowl of cat food every morning and then yells and screams and complains when a bunch of stray cats come by and eat the food. The problem isn't that for stray cats will eat cat food that sits on a porch. It's that some numbskull puts it out there, right?
Oh, my gosh. You and I have been on the same page for years on that. But here's the thing that you guys are being unrealistic about. Because the SJWs and everyone else, especially the Dems, it's not going to go away. So if we can't get rid of that system, there's the argument.
We need a police
for the
state.
Wall.
How come it is politically expedient to build a wall, but it is not politically expedient to just let immigrants come in, get a blue card, and not use government welfare programs?
Hey, I'm for that. I don't have a problem.
I just don't know why.
You and I have been on the same, but I want to say one more thing about that, what that caller said. He also said that, yes, there's a lot of crime with these illegals, you know, rape, murder, blah, blah, blah. And then he had the unmitigated gall to say that so are our citizens doing it. You know what? You already broke the law coming in here, and you're going to rape and kill, and you should see the stats on 2, 5, 8, 10-year-old little girls that these men, grown men, are raping and sodomizing.
Yeah, but they're not doing any more violent crime at any higher a rate than native-born people.
They're not citizens. They're not.
Who cares?
Citizens.
But there's still a crime report.
Wait a minute. You're breaking into someone's
You're
country.
Not a citizen either.
You're coming here for a better life, right? And then you go and commit crime?
But that's not what's happening.
Dana, I'm not saying that that's okay. Crime is certainly not acceptable. But when people vilify illegal immigrants as a bunch of criminals, it suggests that they somehow commit crimes at a higher rate. And the American Conservative magazine refuted that pretty handily.
Yeah, that's American Conservative magazine, not exactly the place where you would expect to see a report like that. Thank you for the call tonight, Dana. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's funny because we've heard this position before by people who would call themselves likely conservatives who are, in theory, they're against welfare.
But they have given up the ghost on that issue.
This is the position everyone, every caller who is against immigration takes. They always
can't
bring up
be
welfare.
Welfare is going to be around forever, so therefore, we need a police state. We're going to have a police state to stop the immigrants, because we can't stop welfare. 855-450-FREE, and so they call for a bigger government. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go first to Jack. He's calling from Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hello, it's good to hear from you guys again.
Well, we're hearing from you, but welcome. The feeling's mutual. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes. Okay. You were just saying that, we can't get rid of welfare. Nobody wants to take that on anymore. It's just we're going to be stuck with it for the rest of our eternity.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying that that's what a bunch of the conservative callers will say to this show. I want to get rid of welfare, absolutely. And
I agree,
it disempowers poor people.
I would be one of those quote-unquote conservatives. I'm actually a centrist. But we won't get into that right now.
I don't know what that means to be a centrist, but not only get rid of welfare, but to replace it with voluntary, consensual solutions in the marketplace like charities.
Well, how about we use some of the normal niceties of the common law system when you are in a position, say, as a lawyer or a judge, and you have to voice your opinion, your legal opinion, on something that you have control over, you would recuse yourself in a proper manner, right?
Okay.
So if we make the welfare system such that anyone, and I'm not talking about personal welfare only, I'm talking about corporate welfare, whatever you want to look at, whatever welfare is, money that's going from the state, from the Fed, to people or corporations, you cannot vote in any election in which someone that you would vote for or against can increase or decrease your subsidy.
That makes sense. I would say that if you're going to have a state around, I think that there's a strong argument that not only should recipients of state welfare not be able to vote, but also bureaucrats should also not be able to vote, people who work for the state.
And contractors. I often thought, well, that's impractical, but thinking about it a few weeks ago, I realized that it's not as impractical as it seems on its face, because simply arranging ballots such that when you come in and register to vote, or when you come in and on voting day and you tell them who you are, blah, 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 and you have to check off that you get no welfare, or you're subsidized in this form or this form, in which case you get this ballot or this ballot or this ballot, which would already not have, for instance, a person on state welfare could not vote for anyone being elected to the House of Representatives in their state, because that's where the revenue bills generate. So you can't vote for
they have to, like, do mosquito board and,
Sure. Anyway, it's just another way to make it obvious that the people are participating in legal plunder. Frederick Bastiat really hit it right, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. Good call, Jack. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Jimmy. He's in Denver, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How's it going? How's your night going?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good.
Going good.
Good. I just want to make a quick point that not a lot of people are bringing up. I actually work in the marijuana industry in Denver.
Cool.
And what a lot of people aren't realizing is you can complain all day about this group of people is taking up this health care cost or this and that, but you're not getting at the root problem. The root problem is two different things. One is the pharmaceutical industry, and two is the medication that they're providing for you. Because they'll take $1 million from your family because, one of them might have cancer, and they'll end up dead anyway. When you can use things like alkalizing your body, eating nutritious foods, and a combination of THC and CBD to cure your ailments, too. So I think if we looked at other alternative things instead of who's doing what, we might be able to, get a little more for our money, and some of these problems won't be as big as they are.
There's no doubt that the pharmaceutical industry plays a major role in encouraging the continuing regulation of healthcare. It's typical that the industries that are being regulated, whether they be pharmaceuticals or cigarette manufacturers or, you know, you fill in the blank, usually yep. are the biggest cheerleaders for greater and greater regulations because they know it keeps competitors out. And so that's one of the reasons why they get to charge so much is because their competition is highly limited by the existence of the FDA and the patenting process and, you know, the idea of intellectual property. These are some of the, I guess the legs that the industry rests on in order to not be as innovative, not be as competitive, and, you know, basically have a very limited marketplace.
And basically maintain what appears to be something close to a monopoly. I'm not going to claim the TBD.
Oligopoly.
Yeah, that's true. Oligopoly, perhaps a cartel. I'm not going to claim that TBD is going to solve
CBD.
Is it? I thought it was TBD.
No.
Anyway,
cannabidiol.
Yeah, that's right. Well, is going to solve every problem, but by no means should people be restricted from attempting to use it to heal themselves.
Absolutely. Well, I just think that. I mean, not just that. You know, like I said, alkalizing your body, nutritious foods, maybe THC, CBD. One's narcotic, one's non-narcotic from the same plant, depending. And then other things, too, you know, just by eating and growing your own food, we could drive it down trillions just by teaching people basic things. I mean, the pharmaceutical company makes money by treating your disease, not by curing it. You know what I mean? They keep you sick. It's fact. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, aspirin can kill you a lot quicker than THC can. So it's, you know, I just think we have to look at root problems. We have technology. We have solutions. I don't think we need these ridiculous cartels and these ridiculous monopolies on everything, because that's why we're trillions in debt, honestly. But anyway, you guys,
good points.
Have a great night.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, the government helped create this problem. They're not going to solve it. You know, the pharmaceutical companies, the cartel, as you put it, Mark, these folks are well dug in. They have captured the regulatory.
The lobbyists, and the lobbyists have got the politicians. This is what's wrong with the country. It's not immigrants. It's not ISIS. It's none of these things. Mm. It's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's the place where all the problems come from.
We got to put the security up and keep all the politicians there. Never.
You
want to
build
leave.
A wall? I'm all for it. Let's build it around Washington, D.C., turn it into a giant prison for those people. You can let out the residents, and they can go get someplace else to live.
Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue here. Dave is in North Carolina. Or excuse me, not North Carolina, North California, listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, up here on the North Coast, and I do agree with the sentiments just voiced by the previous speaker there. I have been pondering and listening to you guys, the libertarian question, which I think in a lot of ways is good, but is it built into government that it must be counterproductive, destructive?
Let's talk about it. Hang on, Dave. Stand by. We'll bring you back. More with Dave. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here on the radio on our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We've still got your calls and thoughts here. Plus, we haven't even touched on the border story. And I do want to talk about that. If we get the chance, we will. Otherwise, we'll just have to put it on hold because we can talk about it at any time. I mean, it's terrible news. And we'll update you on that as we can. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Also, I do want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, do it at Bitcoin.com. If you want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users, the Bitcoin.com forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why Bitcoin.com is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. As we go back to Dave in California listening to KGOE. Hello, Dave. You're back on Free Talk Live. You were asking a question. We ran out of time in that last segment, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your question and your thoughts out. You were saying something about his destructiveness in sort of built into government. Can you go ahead and recap that?
Yes. Well, it's the question that has been concerning me because government, I think as most of the libertarians view it, is by its very nature the problem. And I must say, I think as I ponder it further, that I tend to lean that if you can get good, honest, decent, honorable people into office, that might be quite a different picture. But it doesn't happen anymore. I am one who no longer has any faith in elections, electronic voting. I do believe that Democrats and Republicans are now owned by big corporate special interests. They're in it. What's in it for us? To hell with the people. So,
sure. I think it's always been that way. That's the thing. You know, there are outliers. Like, you can point to someone like Ron Paul, who is one of the few people who actually had the, you know, kind of stuck with his principles when he was in office. It's very rare that you will find a creature like that. I mean, typically in the political world, and we've seen there have been scientific studies about, and we've talked about them on Free Talk Live, scientific studies done on humans and how they relate to power and how it is that power corrupts. It's scientifically proven that power corrupts with people. Not only does power attract the already corrupted, so the people who are actively seeking control over others, it certainly attracts them, but it can take even the people with the best of intentions, even the people who believe that they are, you know, there for the right reasons, to do good, to focus on helping the community, whatever it is that has motivated them, that, let's say, wasn't power, was their motivation, but when they get that power, that it absolutely does lead to their corruption. And so it's really inherently, you asked, was it inherent with government? Yeah, it's an inherent problem with seats of power over other human beings. It's just, that's just the way it is. And I totally understand why you're disillusioned. I don't blame you for it, Johnny Ray. I think you're in that same camp. I mean, you don't see any way to fix the system within the system.
Yep. I think Dave hit it on the head when he said that government by its very nature is the problem. Government. If government wasn't stealing, then it wouldn't be government anymore.
Well, and this comes back around to the conversation we were having earlier in the show tonight about, you know, well, Mark and I, we support political reforms, working within the system to try to change it. Johnny Ray, you're completely outside of the system. You won't even vote. And I don't disrespect your position. I do respect it. But I have to say that I do believe that it can be changed here in New Hampshire. I don't think a place like California has much of a chance because it's one of the least free states in the United States.
But Humboldt County is a pretty amazing place, though.
Okay.
What do you guys think? What do you think of Bernie Sanders? Did he have his heart in trying to benefit the people, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think that Bernie Sanders, the reason that there was this huge upwelling around him, that there was because he was a genuine guy. I think that basically you saw the Ron Paul revolution and behind Sanders. It may even have been bigger. He performed better against Clinton than Ron Paul did against the Republicans. I think it was all because of his sort of character. I mean, he's a politician, so I'm going to hold my wallet whenever I'm around him, but that doesn't change the fact that I believe that he believed what he said. And if Clinton hadn't attempted, and I'm not saying she was that what she did was necessarily caused Sanders to lose, but I believe if she hadn't attempted to foil his campaign, she would have won. And if she hadn't attempted, if he would have won, he would have won handily against Trump. That Clinton, because she attempted to steal the DNC, to fix the DNC nomination, basically gave Trump the presidency.
If you believe that elections are honestly run, if you don't believe that electronic voting is there to flip votes by the hundreds of thousands, maybe the millions, then you may be onto something. But I don't think there was any chance in the world that the corrupt bureaucracy that owns government was about to allow any kind of an honest person anywhere near that White House, and they would flip as many votes as they needed to prevent it. I read Bev Harris, I read Black Box Voting, and I tell you, if anybody has faith in that electronic voting, they see something I don't see.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The electronic voting thing, I totally understand the concerns. I mean, they've certainly shown there have been backdoors and, you know, easily hackable methods in those products.
Trump was basically saying this was going to happen to him, and then he won by a hair.
And then also, you know, here in New Hampshire, we don't have to worry about that because you can actually go and watch them count the votes here.
Right. So I vote with
different.
A pencil,
yeah.
And you can watch them count the votes. Depending on where you are, the bigger the precinct, the more likely they are to have some other system. But the problem is that, Ian, that's only good for the place that you are, right? So you've got a... How do you know what the vote totals are once they get to Concord and they're totaled up there? Then you have to really hunt down the votes and that sort of thing. And I mean,
well, I mean, you can watch them count them in your town.
Yeah, you can.
So, I mean, you know what the total is there. They're not going to recount them.
Someplace?
Yeah, they're not going to recount them in Concord. They don't have time for that.
Okay.
So the votes are certified in the town.
Okay.
And then I, as far as the recount process, I'm not sure who would handle that. So if there was a challenge to the voting numbers that were reported to Concord by the town, then I'm not sure if that's the state that does the recount then or if it's the town that's sent back to.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tim. He's in, are you in Mankato, Tim?
Mankato, M-I-K-A-D-O.
Mankato. Okay, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, been listening to a nice, good show tonight.
Thank you.
Really wandered into a deep pile of it tonight, huh?
Well, that's what we do.
We're good at that.
Hey, I wanted to comment about government. And, you know, a lot of what you're saying is D.C.'s problem. Well, D.C., you know, a lot of times you could see stuff popping up from when Bush was in office. You know, it takes about 10, sometimes it can take 10 years for policy to even move along in this country. It's like a snail.
Yeah. Sure.
But a lot of what the problem is in this country is the government service people that are ingrained in the system.
The bureaucrats?
You know, they run all the intricacies of the government. But they're in there for life, for the most part.
Sure.
And they wield a lot of power.
Well, I agree with you largely, but I thought it was kind of interesting when Trump came in. He just fired all the states, the whatever they're called, the state's attorneys or whatever that work for the federal government.
He should have. Why not? He could have his own people in there.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, way interesting. But I mean, considering the state of the Justice Department in the last 8 years, I don't know. Maybe he did need to clean it out.
I think they should shut it all down. Hey, I don't know if you've made your full point here. If you want, stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We don't need the feds. We just, you know, if you want to have police, local's enough. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, Michael.
Michael? Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial toll-free. You can bring up anything you want here. The remaining moments are now, though, so if you want to get in tonight, now would be a good time to join us here. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, of course you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on that site, including archives that go back for years, I mean a decade plus. There's also the ability for you to create the content there on the front page of the website, and you can submit whatever, let's say, news story, YouTube video, fun stuff, outrageous news, whatever it is you want to put there that you think our other listeners will appreciate, you can submit it for free. It's a Reddit-based system, and then that means that other listeners can vote on your submissions, and you get to vote on theirs. You can vote up if you like, down if you don't, and it's all free over at freetalklive.com. But if you want to support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program for $5 a month and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up with Bitcoin, with credit card, with PayPal, your choice. It helps us out a lot. It helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's where we got the name AMP from. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and let's go back to Tim. He's in Mankato, Michigan. And Tim, I didn't ask, how are you listening to the show tonight?
Listening out of Alpena, Michigan.
Excellent.
On my, radio.
WZTK on FM. Go ahead with, I didn't feel like you really had gotten your point or your thoughts fully out, so wanted to make sure you had a chance.
Well, I think Trump would, if you just get rid of the GS-12 and above, and, you know, just call it force realignment or whatever, and just, so, you know.
That's,
what,
a,
you
what's that? That's a rank of bureaucrat, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the these are the ingrained people. They have seen presidents come and go.
Okay.
You know, at one point, they probably saw four or five presidents. Some of these guys have been in there 30 years or more.
I'm sure.
You know, making $100,000+ or more a year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's an incredible number of employees that make, federal employees that make six figures.
How about we just abolish the whole federal government? I mean, that would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, you have to have some civility to do that.
Huh?
We don't have stability.
Stability?
civility.
Oh, civility.
Yeah. We don't have that in a society.
Well, what
are you saying, the states would fight with each other?
No, I mean, you have criminals and, you know, you have to have... Well, you know, you were talking California.
He was talking abolishing. I said abolish the federal government. I didn't say, you know, I mean, I support ending all states, but, you know, let's start with the feds. Let's get, for instance, Michigan or New Hampshire to secede from the union. Let's ignore the federal government, make them go away. I mean, they don't bring any real value. So, I mean, not only do I agree that you should cut all the GS-12s, but cut GS-0 through 99 or whatever other numbers.
The federal government ought to be an agreement, a piece of paper, just a contract that says, hey, we're going to let everybody move from one state to another without, you know, border checks or anything like that. And that's it.
So well, no need for any bureaucrats.
You guys were talking. You're in the live free and die or die state, right?
Yeah, that's right. New Hampshire.
All right. I here in Michigan, you know what we are here? We're
no.
A penal colony. This is a penal colony here. Don't laugh about it, buddy. You check the records. We have more people incarcerated in this state than per capita. Than any other state in the union.
You're beating out Florida? That's hard to believe.
We did.
What percentage of the incarcerations are for nonviolent, victimless crimes like drugs?
Drugs. Yep, drugs. You know,
a large percentage?
If you get caught with marijuana up here, they fine you, put you in jail, and take your driver's license away. I don't care if you're walking on the side of the road with it. Yeah, even if you weren't driving, you still get your driver's license taken away.
Man, Ann Arbor used to have like a tiny little fine for weed, like $10 or something like that.
They still do. You can get away with that down in Ann Arbor, but up here in the you got this is like the deep south, you know. everybody's an African American. It doesn't matter. They want money. They get money from everybody.
Mark, how did you get to be such an expert in buying drugs in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
I read the news, Johnny.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Tim, good call, man.
Ann Arbor.
Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Well, Rich Paul lives over there, so if you ever need anything, just, you know, ring him up.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Michael. He's calling us from Hooksett, New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, guys. Great conversations tonight.
Thanks.
I want to change the topic to Bitcoin.
All right.
And the upcoming fork. I want to voice my opinion that the fork is damaging to Bitcoin.
Do you think it's inevitable?
Who knows? Okay. Who knows? I have no idea.
For listeners that don't know, you're talking about the possibility, possibly a very real possibility, that Bitcoin, the most popular world cryptocurrency, is going to possibly split into two Bitcoin, two different types of Bitcoin, if this internal conflict continues. Now, please, go ahead.
Right. It's already bringing a lot of confusion to the Bitcoin land. Is bringing, I think it's damaging the market value of it because it dropped from 1,300 down to 900, 950. So maybe a quarter of the value.
Yeah, it's been a tough last few weeks for the Bitcoin price for sure.
Right. So I would love the Bitcoin world to come back together again. And I've been looking a little more into Roger Ver's stand. And I haven't followed him or paid attention to him over the last couple of years. And what I found, or what I think I found, unfortunately, he is not an evil person. He's not driven by money. He's driven by passion, because Bitcoin became his life, I believe, mm-hmm. over the last 6 years. And he's motivated by passion, and he wants to make it better.
I think that's true.
Yeah. It would be better if he was evil or motivated by money. Because, you know,
yeah, because then he can be motivated.
he's very motivated.
Well,
he's right.
And what his claim is, and if we're going to talk about sort of motivations, his claim is sort of on the other side that the people who've taken over control of the developers of Bitcoin, that they're wanting the price of Bitcoin to be driven up, that they're wanting high costs for transaction fees, and that's, you know, beneficial to the miners because the miners make more money and that kind of thing. And you know, some of the arguments that he makes sound legit. So I mean, there's always been this fight in Bitcoin about whether or not it should be sort of a government mainstream type currency. I always thought it was inevitable that it would be, and I support that because it'll drive up the price. But at the same time, it does seem like there's some of the aspects that Bitcoin's moving, some of the things that Bitcoin's moving to are contrary to what the vision of Satoshi Nakamoto was and Gavin Andreessen and these people who sort of started it all.
Right. There is one guy, he said that the block should be smaller, but I think even him is backpedaling, and I think that message is silly. And unfortunately, I think maybe Roger is spending too much time concentrating on that instead of trying to get back together and make Bitcoin better. He's looking for divisions, maybe.
Does it look like anybody's... It looks like nobody's trying to negotiate with Roger. He gets all the blame for splitting up Bitcoin and destroying Bitcoin, but nobody ever tries to negotiate, it looks like. It looks like there's just... there's no give on the other side. Everybody wants Roger to stop doing what he's doing.
Oh. But he's very passionate about it, and I understand he's been living Bitcoin for 6 years, and every transaction he makes, it's Bitcoin. Every hour of the day, every minute of the day is
Bitcoin. He started making Dash transactions recently because he was able to send Dash for a much lower fee than he was to send Bitcoin. So he is even looking at other options right now to get out of Bitcoin. I think a lot of people are spooked in the Bitcoin world, and that's why you've seen these tremendous price drops, because people have been bailing out. They've been getting into other things. Johnny Ray?
Yeah, may I ask you guys a question about the fork? My hypothesis for how it would play out is, if there was a fork, then I would have, let's say I have two bitcoins now, then I would have two Bitcoin Unlimited bitcoins, and I would have two, what's it called, core, what's it called?
The original Bitcoin.
Yeah, core. Okay, sure. Original Bitcoin.
Correct.
So I would imagine, in the uncertainty of that moment and that time, that general time frame, that the price would roughly have for each one.
Hard to say.
Then one of them would win, and the price would go back up to whatever the natural Bitcoin price is, and I'm fine. Is there something wrong with that story?
Well, we never know what's going to happen.
Can we talk to Michael Yon on after show?
Yeah, we can keep this going after show style. You want to stick with us, Michael, for that?
Sure, sure.
All right, stand by here. All right, so those of you on the radio waves, if you want to join us on the after show, well, you'll have to listen to the podcast later over at freetalklive.com. Meanwhile, you can join us online and download as many archives as you want, freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live show starting at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.